Father, by the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we give you glory and give you praise for the grace that has brought us to this point. Thank you, Father, Lord, because this grace, Lord, you will not withdraw. You will not withdraw this grace. Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, if thou, O Lord, has brought us so far, Lord, by your mercy, not by our strength, not by our ability, not by our own power, Lord, we are sure that your grace and strength will carry us through. In the name of Jesus, this morning, Father, we ask that you will reveal yourself to us in a new way. Come, Holy Spirit, minister to us. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let every life, O God, let every life never remain the same by the reason of your encounter. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In the book of Micah, Micah chapter 5, the scripture says something, verse 4. And he shall stand and feed his flock. In the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord is God. And they shall abide, for now it shall be great to the ends of the heart, and this one shall be peace. If you look at the verses preceding that verse, it talks about a number of few things, but in the emphasis, we want to pray specifically on some few things before we plug in into today's program. One thing is this: strength only comes from the Lord. There are many things that weaken men in the course of life. There are many things that make men, you know, look as if I want to give up. I want to stop this. I don't want to go further. I don't want to. If anything happens. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as many life that are tired of life, they want to give up, the power of the Most High God will come upon your spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every area of your life where you want to give up, today, there is no giving up. You are not going back. You will get to the promised land. You will fulfill the counsel of the Lord. For this year, the enemy has failed over you. In the name of Jesus, you will rise on your feet. You'll rise on your feet. We are going to do some prayers, huh? So prepare. Rise like an army. Rise. You're going to pray over your life. Whatsoever that is contending that wants to make me to give up over my life, over issues of my life, over the things that God has promised me. And it has seen the enemy is overworking to make me to give up, to discourage me, to make me to say no. And even there is one of us here. We are praying prophetically. There is one of us here. You are making an attempt to do harm, to harm yourself. You are making an attempt to harm yourself. The Lord is going to deliver you. Amen. That plan is aborted. Amen. It shall not stand. Amen. The enemy has been telling you different, giving you so many messages and saying, don't you think life does not worth it? But I tell you, it is a lie. Because the enemy has seen your future to be glorious. He has seen that God is about to do something mighty in your life. And that is why the enemy is contending. But today, you're going to pray yourself. You're going to declare, devil, you cannot have me. Devil, you cannot have me. By the name of the Lord Jesus, your counsel concerning me cannot stand. Your plan over my life cannot prosper. By the name of Jesus, all the things that you are saying, it is a lie. I will make it. I will succeed. I will succeed. I will finish strong. In the name of the Lord Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Whatsoever the enemy, the agenda of the wicked is, whatsoever the proposal that is going on, all the negotiation that is going on over your life, by the reason of the power of the Lord, we frustrate, we nullify, we cancel. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we cancel, we abort. In the name of the Lord Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Resist it. Rave, overthrow you. Break the cancel. In the name of Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I receive the strength of the Lord. Cry the Lord of heaven. By the name of Jesus, Lord of heaven, feed me with your strength. Give me your strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I overcome. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength above all the counsel and plans and the lies of the devil. I receive the strength. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We still have 2 or 3 more prayers before we sit down. The second prayer is still on the same line. You're going to ask for this strength again. That the strength of the Lord will come upon you. And once the strength of the Lord comes upon you, it will lift your hand against your adversaries. Your hand will be stronger than your adversaries. Your hand will be stronger than your adversaries. If you know the prayer I'm praying for you, or the prayer, I believe your heart will jump. When you're a hand of a man is stronger than his adversary, it means you suppress, you bring the adversary under your feet every time. It means you are in charge. You are in charge. All those harassment in the night and all those things that are embarrassing you and all those things, they will be under your feet. They will know. Even if they say something, they know that they cannot stand, they cannot prosper. Micah chapter 5 verse 9 says, your hands shall be lifted against your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And it is only by the strength of the Lord. As the year is moving towards the end, we have some few days more. You go to ask the Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let this hand, Lord, let this hand be lifted,
be lifted above, be lifted against the adversaries. In the name of the Lord Jesus, strengthen this hand, Lord, and let my hand, in the name of Jesus, be stronger. And they cut off the enemies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we'd like to open your mouth and pray. We'd like to open your mouth. Speak boldly. Speak with confidence. Speak by the power of the Spirit. Speak in the name of the Lord Jesus. Speak by the name of the Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. 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 You no one will be a victim of any issue. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your hand shall be lifted up against your adversaries. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all adversaries, all contention, all forces that are against you, your hand will be lifted above them. In the name of Jesus, your hand will be lifted against them. Your hand will be lifted against them. This hand shall be lifted. This hand shall be lifted against all my adversaries. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I shall call them off. Shall call them off. The remaining part of this year, Lord, my hand shall be lifted. It shall be lifted. It shall be lifted. It shall be lifted. This hand shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We are still going to repeat that prayer. We have not prayed. Jesus, strengthen us. May your eyes of understanding be open. May your eyes be open to see. When the hand of a man is strong against his adversaries, you cannot be a victim of any issue. You cannot. Why must you be afraid of what others are afraid of? What is bringing fear into people's life? Again, we're going to pray. Father, open your mouth, my brother, my sister. Open your mouth. Your hand must be strong. It is better to be a victor. You must have a testimony. You must have a testimony. Testimony of God that we serve is a living God. It's a true God. There must be an evidence that you are serving a true God. Huh? There must be. Say with me again. Heavenly Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit, I receive strength. And I ask that you will raise me up against my enemies, against all my adversaries, in the name of Jesus. And let all my enemies be cut off in the name of Jesus. We like to pray on your own. Pray on your own. Pray on your own. Pray on your own. Don't allow the weather, to catch you. Pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and pray, 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 so that you will not pray. Pray, 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 pray. Brother, pray. Sister, pray. Pray, pray. Things are happening. Pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And lastly, before we handle what we planned for today, we're going to declare every force that have hitherto been directing the affairs of your life since the beginning of the year, the force that have been directing the affairs of your life, every force, I mean every force, right now, I command, submit yourself to me now and let God's judgment come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The forces that are seated upon my life, seated upon what God prepared or planned for my life this year, 2021, that are still saying they will not allow me to enter, that they are saying they will not allow me to inherit, that they are saying they will not permit me to enjoy, that they are saying they will not permit me to have this testimony, it is a lie. Today, I contend with you. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, wherever the force are, whosoever the force is, wherever they are from, all the forces, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I bring God's judgment against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the forces that are seated upon you, the forces that are working against you, the forces that are denying you, the forces that are making things to be hard and difficult, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the forces of the kingdom of darkness, also forces, all principalities and powers, all territoria, the forces that came from your blood lineage, that came from your family background, that came from the environment, the forces that are hindering all the territoria, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of the Most High, there's forces, they are broken, they are scattered, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let my people go. This is what the word of God says. And my people shall serve the Lord. They shall serve the Lord. I leave. Psalm 124 says something. And says, Psalm 124 says something before we pray. Before we move on again, verse 7 says, our soul has escaped. Verse 6, let me read from verse 6. It says, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to the teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bear from the snare of Fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. The snare is broken and we have escaped. This morning, the snare must break. Amen. The snare must break. The snare must not only break, but be destroyed. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You need to speak to your life again. Wherever any snare is, where the enemy has kept you, the Bible says our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. From the snare of the fowler. Our snare is broken. This snare is broken. It's destroyed. So today, my soul escapes from the trap of the wicked. Will you open your mouth and pray? Will you open your mouth and pray? You open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know the snare. I don't know which snare. That snare must be destroyed and be broken upon your life, upon the affairs of your life, upon your family, upon your mother, upon your father. Command your soul to escape from that snare. Command your life to escape from that snare. Command your body to escape from that snare. Command your life to be able to escape now. In the name of Jesus, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that snare is destroyed. That snare is broken. That snare is destroyed. It's 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 destroyed. The snare of the devil is destroyed. This right snare of lack is destroyed. This snare of poverty is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, this snare, every snare of affliction, of infirmity, they are destroyed. Mayakata yakata. Every snare, wherever, whatsoever the enemy has tied in your life, every womb that the enemy has locked up, every womb, every destiny that the enemy has locked up, that snare is broken today. Let your soul escape from the prison of the devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we put our hands together for our Lord Jesus? Please, let's have our seats. Let's have our seats. Again, let me welcome everyone again to the presence of the Most High God. And the Lord has been faithful and gracious unto us. And then by his power and his grace, he has brought us to this point. You know, we've been traveling for the past 350 something days now. Am I right? We've been traveling, and then the plane has been cruising, and we bless the name of the Lord, as the Lord has been helping us. We've been cruising on the high altitude, and even though storms and winds were blowing, but the power of the Lord has always been making us to overcome. And we were riding above all storms. We were riding above all storms. And you will continue to rise above all storms. In the name of Jesus Christ. And let me announce to you. You are going to have a glorious landing. And we have. Open your mouth. I will have a glorious landing in this year 2021. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we are just going to look briefly on this aspect of glorious landing and the demands. I call it the glorious landing and the demands for greater heights. Glorious landing. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. The Bible tells us something. The Bible says, better is what? Okay. Better is the end of a thing than what? Than what? Than the beginning thereof. Better is the end than the beginning thereof. In other words, men are not supposed to be afraid of getting to the end of the year. It is not biblical. It is satanic. Because satanic in the sense that it is the kingdom of darkness that, you know, try to manipulate things and make men to, you know, to be afraid of the end of the year. But in God's purpose and plan, in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God has prepared things that, look, you're supposed to have arrears. You're supposed to have, you know, better things following you. Better things. Having better things towards the end. Because the beginning, yeah, you may have some things in the beginning. There are some challenges in the beginning. Say, this so, and so on. You may have some challenges, some irrespective of the issues that you have gone through, lamentations, sorrows, landing, and so on. Things have not been on a high speed as you were expecting. And so you've been looking at it, how has it been? But I have a good news. The remaining days left. Today is 15. No, today is 12 rather. Today is 12. 12 minus 31st, 31. So you have, that should be 21. Am I right? My mathematics is 19. Okay, 19. Oh, we have so great days. And if God could use, how many days did he use to create heaven and earth? 6 days. Are you sure? Not 31 days and not 15 days. Not 19 days. If God could use just 7 days or 6 days to make all the heavens and the hearts. Are you saying the remaining days are too small for him to do more than what heaven and the heart could be done? I mean, what God, the amount of time God spent in the whole heavens. I don't know whether I'm making sense. What I'm saying is this. If we have 6 days, God used 6 days to create the whole heavens and the earth, all the things therein, numerous, very many, and for the issue in your life and the matter in your life, and you now look at it and say, the remaining days left. Do you think God can do it? And you are not asking yourself, do you think God can do it? What will be your response? Huh? He used 6 days to make all heavens and the earth. 6 days, he used it to make all the heavens.
How many? If I don't know, if you can calculate, I'm not a mathematician. If you can calculate the value or your content, the content of your need in the midst of all the universe. I don't know whether I'm making sense. And look at it, assess it, and look at it, that what my need is. And I think if my need is, if what I need is, I need a job. And God has provided all other things for everybody in heaven. So how many seconds will it take God to create something for me? Will it take him how many hours or days or 16 or 17 days? No. What I'm saying is this. The number of days that we have in the year, remaining in the year, are still too big for God. Because all we are not looking for the universe. We are not looking, we are not asking him to give us the whole universe. Heaven and the heart that we need, want to possess. We just want to say only one thing or two things or three things. So the whole thing is big. The whole universe is so big that he made it for 6 days. Then your issue is very, very, insignificant. Very, very insignificant. If the Lord, even for 1 hour, God can still do it. And God is going to surprise you in the name of Jesus Christ. God is going to surprise you in the name of Jesus. You're going to have a glorious landing. And you are going to finish well. You are going to finish well. No matter what the enemy has done, no matter the level he has gone, no matter the height he has attained concerning your life, no matter the purpose he has accomplished so far. But I have a good news. The good news is this, that it does not take God a twinkle of an eye to transform your situation and make it more glorious. And by the name of Jesus, he's going to do it in Jesus' name. I say he's going to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's go into the book of Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. And I'm going to read verses 8. I will read to 12. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruits to my people Israel. For they are about to come. For indeed I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you shall be tilled and sown. I will multiply men upon you, and all the house of Israel, all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the ruins rebuilt. I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bear young. I will make you inhabited as in former times, and do better for you than at your beginning. He will do what? Do what? Can you read it again? Can you read that area again? Verse 11. I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bear young. I will make you inhabited as in former times and do better for you than what? Than at my beginning.
than at my beginning. That whatsoever you saw me accomplishing yesterday, greater things are ahead of me before the end of the year. Than at your beginning. The things that you have missed at the beginning of the year, he says, look, the things you accomplished at the beginning of the year, they are small things. That even the remaining days that you have left, they are enough for me to accomplish, to make the land, to till the land for you, to make everything soft for you. And he says, look, I will multiply. It does not cost God to multiply. It does not cost God anything to multiply. And I can bring increase. And I will do it. Now then you shall know that I am the Lord. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. There is always, a proof that God wants to showcase that, look, I am your God. God wants to prove in every situation in our lives. But it's very, very, it pains the heart of the Lord that somewhere along the line, our hearts shake, because of one thing or the other. We get weak, we get weary. And God is saying, look, I want to prove, I want to show that I am God. I want to show you that I am God. And do you know that God wants to show you that he is God? He wants to demonstrate his power, that this is me. If things have been going on in a way that you can predict the step, the next step, that God is going to take, then God will not be. But one thing about God is that he wants to show that, look, and say, ha! God, you did this for me at this period. You did this for me at this time. Wow! The Lord is always there to surprise us. The Lord is going to surprise you. I said, the Lord is going to surprise you. It is time for God to surprise us. And I want to say that by the grace of the Lord, he's going to surprise you. He wants to walk with us. As he wants to walk with us, he does not want us to go to another year, brutalized, weakened, discouraged, He does not. God is not interested in that. God wants our heart to be strengthened. He wants us to be encouraged. And so he prepares our hearts so that he can visit us. He can work mighty works in us. And may the Lord perform this in Jesus' name. Going back to where we read, he said, then you shall know that I am the Lord. Yes, I will cause men to walk on you. My people Israel, they shall take possession of you, and you shall so. No more shall bereave. Well, but the aspect that we are going to address now is verse 8. Going back to verse 8. Verse 8 says again, but you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are about to come. That's where we are going. They are about to come. You are about to enter into the land. You are about to cross. And God himself is commanding all things to get prepared for his people. The year that is we are trying to approach, God wants us to, he wants us to enter into it without, without struggling. He wants the place to be prepared for us. The land is already being prepared for you. The year 2022 must be prepared. You are to prepare the year. And you look at it. You see, when you look at the word of God, the scripture tells us that they are about to come. You are about to enter into the new year. And there is a level of preparation God is expecting from us. A level of preparation in the sense that we must engage ourselves in the things of the Spirit. Moving closer to the Lord, seeking His face, and knowing the direction of what He wants us to go. The direction He wants us to go in life for the year 2022. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. What preparation does He want us to make? And I'm going to mention it, 3 or 4, and then we're going to start praying. The first preparation He wants us to make is the preparation of desiring to see His glory than before. Desire to see His glory than before. That, Lord, I want to see You than before. In other words, your heart must be prepared to know more of God as you are moving closer to the end of the year. You must determine within you that, no, the level I was operating with God, I will not operate in the same level again. I want to know more of Him. I want to grow deeper in the knowledge of Him more. I want to desire more of Him. There must be a heart yearning for God. And that is how you can have, you know, direction for life. God expects us to prepare for this coming year. Our hearts will be ready. Our hearts preparing our hearts, you know, for His work in our lives. If God could say, look, my people, I have commanded, I have spoken to mountains. I spoke to mountains to prepare for you because you are going to occupy. I've spoken to the land that the land should be soft for you. And then we also must also engage ourselves in preparing for the new year. There's a primary thing. It's the demand for a greater height as we move on and move into the coming year. The demand is high. And the first demand is that we must desire. We must desire to grow. We must desire to leave the level we are and move to the next level of relationship with Him. The Lord is going to help us in Jesus' name. The Lord is going to help us in Jesus' name. The second thing is that the second demand is, which I have mentioned, but I just want to, I'm going to stretch a little. See, engaging the Word of God. Engaging the Word of God to create your year. Take time to engage the Word of God to create the new year for your life. Take time. Many of us, we neglect the Word of God. And that is what is happening. Many of us, we do not even attend Bible studies. We are undoing ourselves.
We are undoing ourselves. Yorubani Ansherawani. The more you are out from fellowship with the Lord, the Bible says we should not neglect the assembly of each other. By the time you come to the word and they are sharing the word of God, something is being dropped into your spirit. Your life, you see that, because the word, you cannot speak the word of God and just allow, and the word of God will just go like that. It's not possible. Opportunities we have to spend time with the word of God is to our own advantage. It's not for God. It's not for God. Sometimes I just look and just say, may the lines of our understanding be open. When we have one excuse or the other, that is the reason why we didn't come for the Bible study. That is the reason why we are unable to meet up with the Bible study. I say, oh my. That is a pity. The more you stay away from the word of God, the more you are, being far. Because the word of God is supposed to illuminate and give you direction in life. When you stay with the word of God begins to help you, to guide you. The Bible says the word is light unto my path. The path that is coming, the path of 2022, None of us know it. We do not understand how it's going to be. But he that created all things by his word, by the time you engage that word that created all things, he will also create your way throughout the year for you. By the reason of his word, you have direction for your life. Don't stay away from Bible study. Please, please, and please. It's for your own interest. Even your own Bible study at home, don't neglect the word of God. The Bible says, by faith we understand, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, it says, by faith we understand that the whole world was framed by the word of God. And nothing has been framed, nothing has been created, nothing. It is the word of God that framed, that it creates things. When you engage with the word of God, it will create your tomorrow. It will create the year 2022 for you. You cannot just enter into the year anyhow. Stay with the word. Engage the word. What does the word say concerning my life this year? As you stay with the word, you begin to, this is what the word of God says. And I'm standing upon this word, that this is the word that, look, my way shall be prosperous. This is what it is written in the book of Joshua. The word of God says it. Chapter 1 says it. Yes. And this is what? And heaven, we say, yes, it is spoken. Yes. It has been declared. And so it must be accomplished. My brother, my sister, if this is once that being my heart, I'm okay. Because I know the time has gone. The rhema of the word, engage with it. Stay with the word. Instead of you discussing and chatting, and staying with WhatsApp and WhatsApping and WhatsApping. These remaining days, that are left, the days that are left in the year, take the world. Begin to get what is the way for me. He says, mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth. Oh, mountains, oh, you mountains in the year 2022, you shall shoot forth. Blessed for me. All the things there, you begin to decree and make declaration. Let things be created for you. Let things be formed for you. Heaven, I say heaven approves this word. This is the only word that heaven approves. Anything that is outside the word of God, heaven is not under compulsion to obey it. But once the word is declared, whatsoever, heaven will approve it. Heaven will approve it. So, my people, I plead with you, the remaining days that are left, take it as a time to stay with the word of the Lord to create your year 2022. Would you like to create your year? Don't let situation create year for you. Don't let all these stargazers. Some people will be watching, they'll be looking for stargazers in this time. They'll be going searching for what the year will be for themselves. You know, people will be started, they must have started. By December, you just see them begin to look at what the stargazers are saying. You can see what your life will be by the reason of the word. Don't allow any other person to dictate what your life will be. Whatsoever any person is going to say that year 2022 is going to be like this, you can say that is for him or for her. But what the word of God says about me is different. And the word of God has the final say. He has the final thing concerning me. And may the Lord grant us help in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to declare that the second thing is this. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit, who must give you direction. Who will give you direction for this coming year. Begin to engage the Holy Spirit. Stay. Be quiet. Stay in a place. Find a place where you can meditate and say, Holy Spirit, I need illumination, I need direction. Over the year that is ahead of me. Over the year concerning my family, concerning my wife, concerning my husband, concerning my daddy, concerning my mother, concerning my education, concerning my career. Engage the Holy Ghost. And as you engage the Holy Ghost, you commune with him. Stay with him. You can't just enter into this coming year anyhow. The people in the world of darkness, if you know what the level they have gone through for the remaining days that are, hello means, you see people, they will withdraw themselves. By December, they have withdrawn themselves in the kingdom of darkness. I know them. I know the number of things that they do. But Christians will just be doing anyhow and drinking and then shouting. And those people will now be in charge of the year. No! They can't be in charge of your life. They will not dictate what your year will be. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to take over. They have been in charge before. But this coming year, you are in charge. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are in charge. Say, you are in charge. Say it again. Holy Spirit must not be neglected. Holy Spirit must not be neglected as we prepare and plan for the year that is ahead. Holy Spirit must not be neglected. It's too important for you to neglect him. For everyone who has been baptized with the Holy Ghost and you stay in the presence of the Lord and you have an encounter with the Lord, it's a time that you can seek him and get direction. And he's going to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. I say he's going to help you in the name of Jesus. And the last one before we begin to pray now is be conscious of what you speak out. Be conscious of what you speak out from your mouth or what you think. The moment you are able to get the word of God into your heart, of course you will have a breakthrough over that. But be conscious of what you speak. Always speak positively. Always make sure that what the word that comes from your mouth is not negative. And as you do that, you are in charge of the new year coming. You are in charge. I say you are in charge. You are in charge. The enemy cannot dictate. Yeah? They cannot dictate. You are the one that will dictate what you want. Every arrangement that the enemy may be making will just be in futility. Will be in futility. You have been dead on arrival. Every effort will just be dead on arrival. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to rise on your feet. As you are preparing to end the year gloriously, and better things are there for you than at your beginning. I want you to thank the Lord and say, Father, thank you because I know that your word says there are better things ahead. There are better things even for the remaining days. Better things that are in stock for me. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare that, Lord, I receive these better things. I receive these better things in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I receive these better things, Holy Spirit. I pray that the power of the Most High God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, we enable me. Yes, Lord, I wait and I receive these better things. I put my confidence and trust in you. I depend on you because the things that are coming are better things than the things that I've ever seen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The Holy Spirit just reminded me of one thing. When Jesus Christ was at the Canaan at the wedding, and the wine was finishing. The wine was finishing. They thought that the wine, there would be shame. But I want to tell you, there will not be shame over your life. Amen. You will not know any shame. There are better things. God will come in a way that it will daze the devil over your life. The enemy thought he could put this new couple, the people who are the bride and the groom, he thought he wanted to put them to shame. But Jesus, the one who always changed time and season, suddenly appeared.
And the new wine came.
And they said, where have you kept this new wine all the while? And people will be asking you, why, where have you kept this blessing all the while? Why are you just manifesting glory all now? By the name of the Lord Jesus, this shall be your portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to declare unto yourself, every area where the enemy thought has thought to put you to shame, Lord, appear there. Father, appear. Holy Spirit, appear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, appear. Appear as you appear, Lord, in the wedding of Canaan. Appear there. Lord, appear suddenly. Lord, appear suddenly. Appear suddenly in the name of Jesus. Lord, appear suddenly. By the power of the Holy Spirit, appear suddenly. In the lives of your children, appear suddenly. Yes, Lord, by the Spirit of the living God, Lord, we have seen in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, Lord, we have seen you appearing. We saw you appearing. We saw you appearing. We saw you appearing. Lord, you said the things of Lord, the better things are coming. Better things are coming. Lord, by the name of Jesus, let every form of reproach and shame be changed for the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You got to pray that the Lord will give you strength again. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive strength. I receive strength to possess the year that is ahead of me. The remaining days of this year and the coming year, I receive strength. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I receive strength. Lord, I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength. I prepare my heart. I prepare my spirit. I prepare my soul. By the name of Jesus, I'm ready to engage with the word of God to create the year, to create the new year for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will not allow any man to create the year. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come before your presence, Lord, today. And we know that every area of our lives where the enemy has been waiting to put any life to disgrace or reproach, at this end of the year, Father, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you appear, Lord Jesus, as you appear, Lord, at the wedding ceremony in Canaan, Lord Jesus Christ, appear for your people. Amen. Appear for them now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let every form of shame and disgrace be overthrown and let the glory of the Lord be revealed before 31st of December 2021. Surprise us in the name of Jesus, and we receive strength and power to take over the coming year. We receive knowledge. We receive ability. We say we possess the year with your power.
And we create the year 2021, our year, we create it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Against the counsel and the plan and the creation of the devil, we create our own year above them. And we destroy whatsoever the enemy may be creating in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' name we have prayed.